أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا. إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that on the day of Qiyamah, how the malaika will be all standing in rows, and then all the people will be summoned, and hisab, kitab, accountability will start taking place. And only those people will be allowed to speak whom Allah Ta'ala allows, and nobody will be able to speak any false word, any wrong thing, any false accusation. Only what is right, that will be allowed to speak. So Allah says with regard to that at the end, and this is the great beauty of the Quran Sharif, where it explained at the beginning that the Qiyamah will definitely take place, there is absolutely no doubt. Then Allah gave proof of that Allah's Qudrat is so great, and in Allah's Qudrat all those things which are great ni'mats for us which we enjoy. And those who then submitted, what their rewards will be, and those who did not believe in Allah and did not follow His commands, what their punishment will be. Now at the end of the surah, the first surah of the 30th para, Allah gives advice to mankind at large, and so that they can take a lesson from all these subjects and correct their lives. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقَّ وَدِنْ هَيْ أَحْبَرْ حَقَّ. That is the day of Qiyamah, in which there is absolutely no doubt, 100% it's going to take place. So that is the big day, and the day of decisions, who is on the right, who is on the wrong. In this world we dispute and argue all the time, whether it is in the home with the family, whether it is at workplaces, we are all arguing who is right and who is wrong. Allah on that day will make that decision, that who were on the right and who were on the wrong. So yes, great consolation also for those people who remain steadfast, and people oppress them, and people look down upon them, they were the downtrodden. On that day Allah will give them a high position. And there is a great warning for the people who are on evil and on wrong, and they were forced away by way of their money, their power, etc. On that day Allah will make decisions for everyone. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا. پھر جو کوئی چاہے بنا رکھے اپنے رب کے پاس ٹھکانا. So everyone, whoever wants to, he should take his path now towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah is that fair and kind, just ruler, being Allah, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will bring complete justice in each and every matter, each and every argument that we had, that Allah will make the decision. So take your way to Allah, please Him, and then He will please you on that day, on the day of Qiyamah. And if you will go against Him in this world, Allah gives a lot of respite and a lot of chance. But then, and if He leaves you till your death, then, and you did not make tawbah either, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will take you to a very heavy task. But if you made tawbah, if you took your way to Allah, you mended your ways, and you turned to Allah Ta'ala, you will find great protection from Allah, and Allah will help you. إِنَّا أَنذَرْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا. خبر سنا دی تم کو ایک آفت نزدیک آنے والے کی. And then further Allah Ta'ala says, we have warned you now of a very great punishment which is coming very closely. That is the day of Qiyamah. We might look at it as a very long time, but for Allah it is very near. Just like a youngster who is about 15 years, he wants to drive already. Father tells him, wait till you get your license. For him 3 years is a very long wait. But father knows 3 years is nothing so long. Just wait, you get your license, then you can drive. Or he wants a firearm. And he just wants it also. Father knows it's not good for him at this stage. But he just wants it. He wants to have a firearm. So like that, we think the time is very long. But Allah, how Allah oversees everything, it's a very short time for Qiyamah to come. We might end where the time close to our death. Just like as a person who ages, then he sees his past life, he says, it just went past as a wing. The whole my life just passed like that. Where did my 60, 70 years go? Time has just flown. Then a person will realize. In the qabr, a person will realize on the day of Qiyamah that I hardly lived for a day or half a day. My time was so short in this world. And in any case, every person's Qiyamah comes on his death. His hisab kitab starts in the qabr already. So that also is absolutely near. How many times we spoke to somebody and the next on the phone, the next we got a call, he has died. What happened? Some crime incident or some disease or whatever else might happen. We know how many people die as teenagers, as young people, motor car accidents, etc. So our qiyamah is very near. And that will be a day, يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ. Jis din dekh lega aadmi, jo aage bheja uske haatho ne, he will see what he had sent forward to the day of Qiyamah. What were his preparations? Everything will be written in full detail. Every moment of our lives, where we did what, where were we, what did we do, everything will be given in full detail. And every person will see for himself how he had spent his life. Where he did, what he did, it will be all there. And that will be a day where يَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. And the non-believers who did not, who were mocking about the day of Qiyamah, etc., they will say, how I wish I could have been turned to dust. That is, after Allah Ta'ala will complete Hisab Kitab, accountability of all jinn and man, then Allah will take the accountability of animals. Any animal that had made zulam, that had oppressed another animal, it will be given its right on that day. Everything, justice will be made in the animals also, then the animals will be turned to dust. Because neither is Jannat nor Jahannam for the animals. That is only for the human beings and jinnat. For animals, there is no Jannat and no Jahannam. They will be turned to dust and then no Jahannam. So there is no problem with them. So then the kafirs will say, if we were also only, if we could be turned to dust and we did not have to face Jahannam. And the worst of all, for the non-believers who died on kufr, that they have to be in Jahannam forever and ever, and that suffering will just increase all the time. Where it will be unbelievable, intolerable. But so they will wish we could turn to dust. Other ulama have written, turning to dust means humility, being humble. How we wish in the world we could have been humble, not proud. And we fought against Allah, we did not believe in His commandments. And we submitted to Allah, and we should not have this pride in us. And in all other matters also, if we were humble, and we accepted every command of Allah, we should not have to face these consequences today. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great kitab. He has explained everything to us, and how beautifully and with how much of consideration and feeling Allah Ta'ala is explaining to us, that while you have chance, change your lives. Turn to Allah, correct and mend, and Allah has been so kind that He has left the door of Tawbah also open. Make Tawbah, correct yourself, see everything right, and it is only enjoyment for you then in the Akhirah. May Allah give us Tawfiq.